The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Yes, Jess Kelly, our technology correspondent, with me now for another edition of the Tech Takeover. Jess, TLDR, too long didn't read. What is it this week?
This is something that I discovered in the Irish tech realm that I didn't know existed until last week.
Okay, what is it?
It is assistive technology that exists for people who, this one service are particularly aimed at people who are deaf, hard of hearing or speech impaired. So this is a service that exists. It's called the Irish Text Relay Service, or ITRS. And the idea is that if you are a customer of Air, Sky, Tesco Mobile 3, Virgin Media and Vodafone, you can avail of it. It'll make phone calls easier for people who are deaf, hard of hearing or speech impaired. The idea is that you can either type and an agent will read out the words that you're typing. So if you're hard of speech, it'll do that for you to converse via text or via speech. Also, then you can speak and read. So you can speak and read the responses, and then the agent will incorporate as a standard phone call and present the option to help you to either type instead. You can also type and listen. And it's just one of those services. So many of us now are being pushed to engage in digital services or phone-based services. So if you're trying to, you know, I was telling you last week about moving to a digital mobile network or shop around when it comes to your mobile provider and so on. A lot of that is done either online or on the phone. And if you are somebody who has a visual or audio impairment, that can be a quite challenging thing to do. So this is a service that does exist. As I said, it's called the Irish Text Relay Service. You can go onto the website, you register your mobile number. You can do it from a desktop or you can do it from your phone. And if you already have other assistive technology ingrained in your phone, there's so many brilliant apps that are just there by
like
default.
What?
Well, for example, the Accessibility Center on iPhone and Android phones now is fantastic. So not only can you set, again, if you have a visual impairment, you can set the gradient on your phone to be that bit easier to read. So you can alter the contrast on your phone. You can have text and voice conversations with your phone. So you can now voice control your phone. I spoke to a guest on Tech Talk not that long ago who detailed all the ways that AI is going to be beneficial to people who have visual impairments in particular.
Yeah.
So rather than what used to happen where, you know, maybe if you're going out for dinner with somebody and they'd have to read the menu to you or you'd have to ask the server, now you can open your phone and you can say, what are the fish options for less than 25 euro? And the AI ingrained in the phone will be able to identify, well, you've got two options here that are less than 25 euro if you're looking for a fish dish, and it'll tell you the information, giving that bit of independence back to people who have some sort of extra accessibility requirements. And a lot of this stuff is ingrained. Two other ones that I want to mention very quickly. One that I am very familiar with is Grammarly. I don't know if you ever use Grammarly.
No, what's Grammarly?
Grammarly is, it's fantastic and it's free. So it's an extension that I have on my computer, my work computer, and it essentially proofreads my emails for spelling and grammar mistakes. So if you are...
Sorry, does the squiggly line not just appear when you misspell something?
It does. That's for typos. But what Grammarly does is it'll tell you that the grammatical structure of your sentence. So for example,
Did you not learn that in school?
Well, see, because I went to a Gael school. So sometimes I think in Irish and then when I write in English, I often say, I do be. But that's because of the Irish.
Mm-hmm.
So I often think in Irish and then when I speak in English, I sound like an idiot. Grammarly helps me seem less like an idiot when I'm typing. If you are someone who perhaps you're dyslexic or perhaps you just want that extra peace of mind, it's a free plugin.
Okay.
And then the other one is Word Speak. This is if you use Microsoft Word, which a lot of us do, there are fantastic options there. So, for example, some of our colleagues I know like to write by dictating. So when you open a Word document, you have the option to, there's a little microphone symbol and you can transcribe. So you can dictate. So if you wanted to, the cash machine script, if you wanted to dictate the cash machine, you could do that and it would write up.
Do you do that? In the office?
I know people who do in this office, yeah. So you can dictate and it'll transcribe what you're saying. But then also...
I just thought they were on the phone.
No, just saying the cash machine script all the time. And then the other one is the speak function.
You've just outed whoever writes the cash machine script.
So if you are somebody who, again, if you have dyslexia or something whereby you find it easier to have content read to you rather than you reading it out, I'll read this out and then I'll post it online as well. If you have Word, go to File, go to Options, go to Quick Access Toolbar, go to the drop down to the Commands Not in Ribbon, add Speak, and then when you type something out or something is written out on a Word document, you can get it read to you. So I just find that's a really nice way to summarise. Again, they are three free, easy ways to enhance the accessibility and avail of the brilliant assistive technology that's out there at the moment.
What's your tech tip this week?
Okay, I've been out waddling the streets and I told you before when I was doing the mini marathon last year, I'm all about my Spotify playlist. I have my running playlist. So annoyingly, Spotify keeps inserting songs into my perfectly curated Spotify playlist that I use for running.
Oh, the smart shuffle.
Hate it.
Really?
Get in the bin.
It introduces you to music you might not otherwise listen to.
No, I'm a creature of habit. I'm a creature of routine. I like having what I know and nothing else. If, like me, you want to turn it off, I figured out how to do it.
Okay.
You know the little shuffle icon that's in the left that does be in the left-hand corner of your screen?
That does be there, yeah.
It does be there. If you tap that three times... So at the moment, for the most part, what happens is it's defaulted to be on. So when it's on Smart Shuffle, there'll be three little stars floating around it. If you press that icon three times until the little stars disappear, that'll turn off the Smart Shuffle and you get to enjoy your perfectly created playlist.
So it'll only shuffle the songs on your playlist.
Yes, indeed.
Won't add in anything. All right. Okay. What's your tech rec this week?
Tech rec this week is Storygraph. This is an app that I've been using the last wee while. I said it on my show a few weeks ago. I've been struggling to get into reading this year.
Okay.
And I've started a few books and I'm like, oh, I don't really want to read this. Storygraph is a book that when you set it up, it asks you your preferences. It asks what your favorite genres are. It asks you to name certain books that you've read and you've loved. It'll ask what you never want to read. So I don't really like, you know, murdery, thrillery books because they just stress me out. So you put all that in using proper words and it uses AI to give you personalized recommendations based on your reading habits, what you're into, what you're not. And if you're like me, I always take to Instagram saying to people, what are you reading at the moment? Give me some recommendations.
Yeah.
Save that Instagram post, download that app. It is very, very easy to use. It's called Storygraph. It is free and it also lets you collate and collect the books that you're reading as well. It's like a smarter version of Goodreads.
All right. Storygraph is the tech rec. That's the app. Turn off Smart Shuffle and Spotify by tapping the shuffle button three times. It's Jess's tech tip. And we were talking about assistive technology. You're going to put that up, the detail that you said. Search for Jess Kelly on different social channels. You will find her there. Jess, our technology correspondent, thank you very, very much.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.